Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. I've got some very exciting news. I have been named a columnist at the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail US is a phenomenal publication. It is one of the most popular online news sites in the world. And I've been writing for them pretty regularly since last year. So I'm so excited that they have officially named me as a columnist. It is an incredible honor. It has been so much fun writing thus far. And now we're just absolutely going to launch headlong, not only into the 2024 political campaign season, which is full of chaos and absurdity. Thank you, gods of politics. But also, of course, culture. And right now, we're seeing the drama unfold around Sean Diddy Combs. He used to be Puff Daddy. He used to be Puffy. And now Diddy is in deep duty because federal agents from Homeland Security and other federal law enforcement organizations, as you know, on Monday raided two of his compounds in L.A. and Miami. Well, how did they get there? Back in November, his ex-girlfriend, Cassie, her full name, Cassandra Ventura, she filed a civil suit against him alleging rape, sexual abuse, and a host of other things, which, you know, were a very, very damning look cast on Diddy. But, you know, looks like they came to an arrangement within a day because she withdrew that suit, but not before the world got a look at what he was accused of. Which was not only, you know, sexual abuse limited to her, that was the allegation, but also that he was basically running a human trafficking ring. She also said that he would hire male prostitutes and she would have to service the male prostitutes in front of Diddy. And one of the grossest stories was she claims that he made her get a boob job. The next day, he took her to the surgeon and said, take these out. They're too big. And the surgeon was like, absolutely not. That would be so dangerous. Let them settle for 6 months and then we'll see. But he was, in that instance, maybe overstepping the bounds of decency. We don't know, because so far they have seized laptops and cell phones. Two of his sons were briefly detained and in handcuffs. There was a worry for a moment that Diddy had pulled an OJ because his private plane was seen in Antigua. And so they were worried that he flew off the handle and flew off on the private jet to escape the clutches of the federal government. So it seems as though it's not just the civil cases that are building up against him, but this potential massive federal criminal case as well. So if all of this is true, how does this happen for so long? Why is it that it takes decades for one person to come forward and claim this level of abuse if it has been happening for so long? And if history is any guide, and again, you know, there have been no charges or convictions thus far. But if you look at other people who were the subject of gossip, this sort of abusive gossip for decades, like Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein, people knew what they were doing for years and no one really did anything because they were too busy making money and making deals off of these big, larger than life guys.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
Was Diddy one of them? You know, again, he has not been convicted of any of these things. The allegations right now, they're pretty grim. They're very, very serious. And as you know, the federal government has a phenomenally high conviction rate. So if they are going to charge him, it's because they know that they have the goods and they think that they can put him away for a long, long time, which would be a tremendous fall from grace for, you know, one of the first hip-hop billionaires, or at least he claimed to be, because he had some massive deals, not only with Revolt TV, which was the startup cable music network that he co-founded, but also his alcohol brands, which were incredibly lucrative. He also has a fashion line. He has broken ties with one of the alcohol companies just in the last couple of months in light of the charges that were leveled against him in those civil suits, not only by Cassie, but the three other women who came forward. So that particular spigot may have run dry, but he's got hundreds of millions of dollars at least. We'll see how much of that he has to dip into in order to defend himself. But so far, he's taking a page out of President Trump's book and saying that the show of military style force, which is what his lawyer claimed, it was military style force against him, was egregious. It was way too much. And they are going to raise issues with that. We'll see if he can defend himself or if some of these awful claims will be proven true. Someone unearthed, the Daily Mail, in fact, unearthed an interview that Usher had done in 2016 with Howard Stern, because Howard Stern was asking him what it was like living with Diddy in his mansion in 1994 when Usher was only 14 years old. You know, he was just a baby, a very talented baby, but he said that he saw some stuff that he couldn't quite comprehend, but it was wild, and that Diddy had introduced him to things revolving around sex that he didn't know were possible. And that if he had the choice to send his own children to live with Diddy, he said, hell no. So maybe Usher should have been believed, I don't know, 2 decades ago when he talked to Rolling Stone and sort of spilled his guts about what sounds like kind of a traumatic time living with Diddy. He is still innocent until proven guilty, but you can feel critical mass building against Diddy. And this unfolding saga will have no end in the near future. So we will see what happens next. Will he pull a page from President Trump's playbook and say, they are just targeting me, this is a witch hunt, and will that somehow boost his popularity? And if so, will Diddy run for president? This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.